Jumping in on Manx Radio
with Howard and Chris Kane.
Hello.
Good evening.
And welcome. And here we are already, would you believe, 2022, launching into a whole new year of jumping in the best in modern and contemporary jazz with myself, H.
And me, Chris. Yes, I've just noticed I put 2021 on my notes.
Close.
Yes, welcome to this week's Jumping In, and that's it, all over for another year. It's January, it's officially all right to be grumpy again. The lights, the tree and the decorations have all been put away. Or have they? Or are you hanging on with the excuse that you're waiting for the rescheduled office Christmas bash to be cancelled again before calling it a day? Well, either way, we're all in need of a winter warmer, and where better than jumping in with some of the hottest new jazz sounds around. So what about you, H? You hanging on to your stockings a little longer, or have you given the C word the boot? Any surprises from the big man in red this year?
The mind boggles. Well, I did actually get a CD. I'm not featuring it on this evening's show, but I did get a CD from Santa this Christmas, and there's another one which I actually bought, a sort of self-imposed Santa. It hasn't turned up yet. Anyway, I might be featuring those. In the meantime, we have a bit of a blast from the past, which is a request from a certain man of this parish. I'm going to have some jazz in the garden, and staying with the horticultural theme, some Days of Wine and Roses.
Actually, you've got another one from Santa that hasn't turned up yet as well.
Excellent.
And from me, well, we're in step, or do I mean phase? We dip, or should that be dob? We have a golden fall, but first here's Miho Hazama and the Danish Radio Big Band with a catchy little number in 13-8, if you can count it. Tokyo-born composer, arranger and conductor Miho Hazama with the Danish Radio Big Band with a track taken from their first released collaboration, Imaginary Visions. Miho, who has got three highly regarded albums out with her own band, M-Unit, was nominated for a Grammy for the band's third release, Dancer in Nowhere. She now lives in New York and was a bit confused when she received an invitation from the Danish big band to become its chief conductor. Miho says, "I misunderstood the artistic director and thought he was going to invite someone else for New York City. So I said, cool. Then a bit after, I had to interrupt his words again and say, what? Do you mean to invite me? And that comment was the inspiration for the track we just heard, which is called I Said Cool, You Said What? Out now on Edition Records. Imaginary Visions is definitely worth seeking out. And thank you very much to them for sending us a copy.
Indeed, terrific stuff. Really enjoyed that. And we're staying with the Japanese theme for this second track, actually. I had noticed and haven't actually heard yet a new one out from the prodigiously talented Japanese pianist Hiromi. If you've ever seen her, she is sort of tiny, very petite, very small in stature, and the real giant on the keyboard. The amount of energy she pours into her playing is phenomenal, an amazing technique, and she sort of really covers the entire keyboard. It's very dynamic, and
it's a bit like watching Taz, if you've never seen
sort
that
of bombastic player. You sometimes think, oh, you know, you'd like to sort of slow it down a little bit. And I believe her latest one, which I think it's called the Silver Suite or Silver Lining Suite, I haven't heard it yet. It's done during lockdown. I've got a copy, hopefully wing it my way, but we haven't got that yet. We're bringing that to you in due course. And I'm told does show a little bit of her quieter side here and there. Not that easy to hear with Hiromi, necessarily. In the meantime, I was listening to jazz elsewhere, and a blast from the past again. I've got two blasts from the past for you this evening. Was Stanley Clarke, the Stanley Clarke Trio. Hadn't heard this one at all. Jazz in the Garden, Stanley Clarke with Hiromi on piano and Lenny White at the drums. Terrific stuff. Really enjoyed it. And so I thought I'll let you have a listen and make your own mind up. Here's their take on the Miles classic, Solo. Great stuff. It was a find for me, that one. I remember back in the day, School Days being a great favourite. Stanley Clarke, when he was on electric bass, or playing, I think, predominantly, if not exclusively, electric bass on School Days, and perhaps for a lot of people, that's the way they think of Stanley Clarke, sort of lots of bass slapping and that sort of funky sound. But here he is entirely in an acoustic setting, playing upright bass and proving he's pretty nifty on upright bass as well. As it says in the notes, ask a bassist, any bassist, how they feel about Stanley Clarke's playing, and the responses will range from wide-eyed wonder to head-shaking expressions of amazement. How is it possible? A bass-playing friend once asked me, for Stanley to write for films and for television, do all the other stuff he's involved with, and still keep his chops up to play the way he does. You'll have to ask him. I think he's just probably a very good musician, is the short answer. There he is in the company of Hiromi on piano and Lenny White on the drums, their take on Soul. And like I said, Hiromi has got a brand new one out as well, which we'll bring you shortly. This one actually dates back to 2008, so it's been knocking around for over a decade. But I have to say, I hadn't heard that one before.
She has done. She did one a couple of years ago, which I haven't got, which is on my list to look out for if I find a copy, with a harpist.
Yes, I've seen that. I don't think I've got it, no.
No. And in fact, speaking of bassists too, there's another one which is on my list to look out for, which is the Multiquarian Big Band, which is Charlie A. Souris, their more recent release, which is in memory of Remembering Jacko. And it has Biroli Legren, the jazz guitarist, playing bass on it. And he's equally adept on the bass as he was on the guitar.
He's another one that sort of dropped off the scenario a bit, doesn't he? He sort of came out doing the old gypsy jazz and being a bit of a Django sort of disciple or acolyte, then went on to play sort of funky electric stuff and then seemed to vanish.
Well, he's back certainly with a swing, and that one's worth looking out for. And Stanley Clarke is playing with an all-acoustic quartet these days, which would, again, probably be worth catching live
that
sometime.
That would be good, eh? I'd see that.
Now, I did promise to bring you the second release from last year from tenor sax rising star James Brendan Lewis and his quartet, Code of Being. Well, here it is. Let's hear Resonance. Thank you. And it just dies away. It does segue into the next track there. James Brandon Lewis in his quartet with Resonance and a lineup harking back to 2020's Molecular with Arowen Ortiz on piano, bassist Brad Jones and Chad Taylor on the drums. Now, this group just keeps getting better and better. And Code of Being would make a fantastic companion to his other release from last year with a different band, the Red Lily Quartet, the Jessup Wagon, which is a bit freer, but I featured that last month. But James's fluidity and use of power, flexing seamlessly between brawn and beauty, and it's a joy to hear. And the pianist, Arowen Ortiz, matches him punch for punch. As you may have gathered, I really like it. Code of Being is on Intact Records. That's Intact with a K, and is out now.
You are listening to Jumping In with Chris and myself, H, flexing seamlessly ourselves between brawn and beauty.
We won't say and belly,
which way around it is. now then, it's we don't often do requests. I mean, it's not a request show. However, obviously, jazz being jazz, if anyone says, hey, any chance of hearing a bit of Miles or any chance of a bit of Ralph Towner or any chance of a bit of Melissa Aldana, whatever the case may be, you know what, we're always happy to oblige if we can. And when the boss man here at Mike's Radio says, I tell you what, any chance of hearing a bit of Morrissey Mullen? Well, what can you say? Yes.
Thank you.
That brings you back, doesn't it? Tear for Crystal. A great one, that, from the This Must Be the Place, a Japanese pressing of the same. Not always that easy to find all these things these days, although there's more stuff online. Morrissey Mullen from back of the day, one of the big groups in London in the 70s and 80s. Dick Morrissey on tenor and soprano saxes and flute, Jim Mullen on guitar. They got together in the mid-70s and were known quite happily as Mr. Sax and Captain X because of their call and response. I must admit, I hadn't heard them call that, but it was the case. I do remember seeing them and hearing them, and I think our Luxembourg correspondent was very keen on them in one stage. Used to be marvellous calm music back in the day on cassette.
On the way down to Brick and Jazz.
As well, if you're going down, yeah. The great driving music. And yes, they had a residency at the Half Moon in Putney, and also, of course, I think regulars for many a year at the Bull's Head in Barnes. They actually met, I was just looking up, over in the States, not in London at all. They began in New York City, where Dick Morrissey and Mullen and Jim Mullen were recording and touring with their mutual friends in the Average White Band and Herbie Mann, and they sort of got together then, and the rest, as they say, was history. But yes, gosh, it used to be, as you say, great driving music, although it would be on cassette in those days.
Well, you say with the Average White Man, of course, Pick Up the Pieces, one of the funkiest tracks ever. Yeah, yeah, and yeah. Jim Mullen, last time I saw him, I remember it was at Pizza at the Park, I think, in London some years ago. And I had a chat with him and I said, you know, I've been listening to a lot of at work calling people and their answer phones were playing music. And it sounds like you. And he says, is it a BT? And I said, yes. He said, ah, that's me. Yes. Did all the waiting music on the telephone answering machine. He said, actually, I think they owe me some money for that. Now, nice. If your childhood was anything like mine, then Woggles and Caps could only mean one thing. Cubs or maybe Scouts. Well, 81 years ago today, Lieutenant General Robert Stevenson Smythe Baden-Powell, founder of the worldwide scouting movement, passed away. But just 4 years earlier, in Brazil, a scouting enthusiast father christened his offspring Baden-Powell de Aquino, who would go on to be a familiar face on guitar in the growing Brazilian jazz scene, with his most famous composition, Samba Triste, even being recorded by Stan Getz. Now bassist Gui Duvigno has brought his inspiration to a new audience with his latest release, Baden. Here's Canta de Asano. Thank you. Rui Duvigno and a great band of a Brazilian guitarist's music, Baden Powell, with a track called Canto de Osana, taken from the latest release, Baden, featuring guitar legend Bill Frisell on the track, well-recognised H, along with Billy Drews on sax, Jeff Hirschfield on the drums, and guesting on one track, Ron Carter on the bass. So the rest of the bass duties, of course, being handled by the leader, Rui Duvigno. Many thanks for Sunnyside Records for sending us that.
Very fine indeed, yes, and he's quite distinctive, isn't he, on the guitar, Bill Frisell. I think this lady is very distinctive as well, leading an orchestra and the sound she gets out of it. She's one of the best, and in lots of eyes, the best in the business in the contemporary field of big band music. Although I have to say, there are an awful lot of good contenders out there these days, but she's still held up on a pedestal by many. We had the great pleasure of talking to her last year, and she's absolutely charming to talk to, and very kindly did a sting for us as well. I'm talking about Maria Schneider. Here she is, live at the Jazz Standard with her take on that old black magic.
Thank you. Hi, this is Maria Schneider, and you're listening to Jumpin' In with H and Chris on Manx Radio.
Rimden.
Bless you.
Their Odysseys albums, Reflections and Odysseys, and that is The Odyssey. Terrific stuff. Bugge Wesseltoft, of course, Dan Berglund on the bass, and Magnus Erström. It's sort of EST without the E, as it were. And I think, yeah, they've got a new one out as well. They've got a couple out already and a new one out. I haven't actually heard that. Before that, The Days of Wine and Roses, the great Maria Schneider, with the live at the Jazz Standard, who I believe is still going to be resurrected from the ashes. It was to fell foul of course, the lockdown, the Jazz Standard, as so many great jazz clubs did. But I was speaking to someone recently, they said, no, they believed it was actually going to survive or at least rise from the ashes like a phoenix. And I do hope that'll be the case. And I might live yet to get to New York again and see some live jazz at the Jazz Standard.
Yeah, something definitely to look forward to or to be on our festival list. Well, that's about it. This for the, with, get new teeth, Chris. That's about it for this week's show. Something of a special next week when we take a look at jazz in soundtracks. Make sure to bring your popcorn and drinks on sticks. But for now, we'll leave you with a beautiful and atmospheric trumpet playing of Nadja Nurhuus with her latest release, Gulfoss, recorded live at Musik im Fleidach in Switzerland, inspired by the splendours of nature in many forms, particularly the Gulfoss waterfalls in Iceland. Australian Nadja, who worked with Jeffrey Keyser, as well as, funny enough, featuring in Maria Schneider's orchestra since moving to New York, is joined in this quintet by harpist Maeve Gilchrist, guitarist Jesse Lewis, bassist Sturm, and multi-instrumentalist James Shipp on drums, percussion and synths. Here's the title track. See you next week.
Indeed, don't forget, London Jazz Festival interviews are coming up in 2022.